I have a fly to Cincinnati.
Do you watch Star Wars?
No, I don't. I could call one of my sons. He's watching them all.
These are the questions we have for you this
week. So should we drive it's a holiday week. Is that
Should we drive by? Awesome.
Just maybe AJ Green. Yeah, obviously, in the threat he still poses.
Absolutely. He's tall, long, good speed, good hands. Been very, very productive throughout his career. So I don't expect anything less. The guy's been he's been a good pro ever since he's been in the league. And so I would expect that he's going to give us all we can handle. And he's an outstanding talent.
You can talk to Marvin Jones about it all and learn anything about?
You probably could, but I think sometimes that's overrated. I think really what you got to do is, what do our guys do? How can our guys match up to them? And I think that's the important part. What do our guys do? Obviously, I'm sure those guys in the locker room will probably talk to him about some things that he likes and doesn't like. But as far as us and how we coach and put our plan together, I don't think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, you scaled back Jared's role a few weeks back, talking about it a little bit more, those obvious passing down situations. Seems to be really having a good, strong couple weeks. How do you get in the process, I guess, of slowly building him back up to handle that full workload or being confident, I guess, in that full workload?
Yeah, I think he's been doing well for us for a while. And I think that obviously when there's something that goes awry, that's the thing that everybody kind of focuses on. But he's been a solid run defender for us all year. We'll continue to get him the reps in practice. That's what we have to do. And then so when he gets an opportunity to go back in there, he'll be better. He's still learning, still growing, very smart, very conscientious. So I think he'll get better. He'll be, when it's all said and done, he'll be as good as he can be in pass coverage because he'll work at it. He'll do the things necessary to be good at it.
Yeah, just one thing, their offensive line is making some adjustments late in the season. They know that should play into the defensive advantage, does it? And how do you prepare for maybe guys who haven't seen enough of that too?
Yeah, I think it could work both ways. Obviously, if their starters aren't in there, there's a reason the guys are starters because obviously their coaching staff feels they're better than the guys behind them. But I think the biggest thing for us is to worry about what we do and how we can attack people. And I'm sure they're not going to put those guys in there and give them no help and do things that they would not be able to do. So I think we got to make sure we take care of ourselves, make sure that if we do have a matchup that we find during the course of the game that we can exploit, that we use it at that point.
This week about all the contributions you guys are getting from young guys across the board, offense and defense. Just curious about the rookies that you have playing. How bright is the future of this defense given the amount of reps these guys are starting to get?
Well, I hope it's bright Sunday. I mean, that's really all all that matters right now is what are those guys going to help us do on Sunday? Because I think if we start looking ahead, I just know that I'm pleased with how those young guys are progressing during the course of the season, and I hope that it's better Sunday so that we have an opportunity to win this game.
I'll go to the opposite end of the spectrum from the rookies, Dwight Freeney. Still looking for his first sack here. How would you assess his impact so far?
I think he's done some good things. He's had a couple really good rushes. He's had some opportunity. He hasn't had a ton of snaps. I think he's probably in that 35 to 40 snap range right now overall. And he's had some really good rushes and some opportunities. I think it'll come. I think the guy's still got some he still has some explosiveness off the edge. But again, I coached Dwight when he was a freshman in college. That tells you how long he's been around. But he's been great for us. I think he's going to help us. And I think hopefully it'll show up this week. But I think he's already helped us in a sense that people have to pay attention to him. Even though he's not the same player he was 5-6 years ago, he's still a guy that is a savvy rusher. And so you better make sure you know how to take care of him.
Having him give you more freedom with guys like Anthony Zettel and moving him inside, things you can do, mix and match up front?
I think so. It changes what guys see. He comes in, he plays on the right mostly, as everybody knows. So that moves Zettel around, that moves Ziggy around. Different matchup problems for other people. So we try to look at that and make sure we try to get guys where they can do the best things that they do. So,
What was he like as a freshman?
Typical college freshman. Good player, but a typical college freshman.
What's been the hallmark of the defense this year?
Well, I think we've got a resilient bunch. I'm not sure that I think that's really when you look at it. Our guys are they're resilient. They fight. They don't matter the situation in terms of it may look bleak and it may look bad, but our guys will fight through things. And I think you see that with how, you know, our guys play hard. We get after the ball. And I think the one thing our guys do well is we turn the ball over. And I think that's something that's very important for us. We've played fairly well on third down. So we've got some things that we've done well. We always obviously know there's lots of areas to improve, but that's the same every year. And so I think if you're looking at us, I think we're a resilient bunch. We're a proud bunch, and we're going to fight.
One of the guys who's gotten some of those turnovers is Quandre Diggs. He's made some splash plays for the past couple of weeks. What do you see as the future for him? I mean, do you think he could be full-time safety?
Have no idea. I'm just trying to get through this week. I wish I knew what the future held, but I'm just trying to get through this week. And he's been, to answer your question about what he's been doing, he's been doing well back there. And I think the one thing that we've always said about Quandre, he's tough, he's smart, he's a good football player. And it's showing up when he's had to make this position change.
But before we saw him make the move to safety, I think before Baltimore, right? Whenever it was he repping at safety in practice at all? Did you guys ease him into that?
He had some. And I don't know if you remember, in the preseason he had some snaps. Early, way back in the preseason, we had some snaps because we are always looking at contingency plans. If something happens, you know, who will be the best player to get on the field? Because the bottom line is you always want to have your best players on the field. And if that means a guy has to make a position change to get our best 11 on the field, then that's what we have to do. So we looked at that early. Was hoping it didn't come about like it did, but it did, and so he's handled it. He's handled it great, and he's been a real asset for us.
I think beyond just the initial surprise of him being out there at safety was the way, I guess, you use him and Glover. Glover's been more of the strong. I know they play both, but Glover's been in the box a little bit more. Why do you like that fit in terms of the usage of those two when we know Diggs is a pretty good hitter and run defender as well?
Yeah, I think when you look at different things, sometimes you just have to it's a little different coming from outside on the slot and playing run support and being near a tight end and playing run support. They're two separate things. So we just thought Glover might be a better fit that way.
This might sound a little bit odd, but, you know, wide receiver Julio Jones.
Odd.
I got to write a second column. Well, Julio Jones, and receivers become marked men through the Pro Bowls, all pros and all that. Cornerbacks make it the Pro Bowls. Or is it you can't get the same matchup when you can, cornerback versus receiver?
No, I think it's our league's competitive, and guys want to go against the best. And when they know they're going against somebody who people think, you know, say, hey, this is one of the better corners, this is one of the better safeties, this is one of the better defensive ends. The competitive nature of the guys in this league, they want to do well. And so I think people know that Slay's a good corner. So they want to make sure they go against him and they want to beat him. I mean, that's just the same thing. It's no different if our guys are playing a good offensive tackle, a good guard. It doesn't matter. They want to win. And they want to win that. And they want to win for the team, but they also want to win that individual matchup because I think that's important to them.
I asked Jim about this earlier this week, but you hear don't evaluate a draft class until after 3 years. Do you find that third year is where it really starts to click for players?
I think it starts. I know I've had some guys that are really good players in this league that didn't start till their third year. And so I would agree with that assessment in the sense that you know what you got after the third year. And so you'll know if that player is a guy that you can count on moving forward, I would think. Most guys, I mean, there's obviously exceptions to that rule, but overall I think you would know what you got after 3 years.
Jared Davis talked about how helpful it was to this past week get to see a team one time and then learn from that game and play them again. This is the first time you got to do that. What did he show you in the way he was able to kind of improve on, you know, the first out against the Bears where they ran for a lot of yards and then apply it to this past week?
I think we all learn, not just Jared. We learn as coaches like we do every time we go back and we look and we say, hey, what can we improve? What can we do better to help our guys get in position to make plays to win? So I think the biggest thing with him is it's a familiarity. I kind of see this. I know how they want to attack us now. And so he was a lot more comfortable and a lot more precise in his run fits. And he was really, really – I thought he was really physical like he always is, but really good last week.
Not quite to his third year yet, but what do you think you've had? You have him in, I mean, 6.5 sacks. He's playing both sides. He's doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, really. I think we've got a really tough football player, a grinded out type of guy who loves ball, loves in being in there with his teammates. So I think we've got a good, solid football player. That's what I think we have.